Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. My guest today is Dr. Colleen McCann. Colleen is a doctor of chiropractic by training, but left her practice to fully focus on her true calling, energy work. She's passionate about helping others shift their energy in order to get past old problems and expand into who they are meant to be. Although she often deals with serious and deep subject matter, she approaches her work with humor. Her sessions are fun and playful while being effective and healing. In addition to one-on-one energy work with individuals, couples, and animals, she works as part of a team called Healers for Harmonious Habitats. Together, they do space clearings for homes and offices. Today, Colleen and I are going to be talking about the distinction between allowing the space for what you want to create to come into being versus attempting to force it into existence. Now, this is a balance that I know I struggle with, and I'm sure many of my listeners do as well. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. And so, hi, Colleen. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
So, Colleen, as I said, let's just dive right into this. And what do you see as the difference between allowing and forcing?
Well, first of all, let me say you are far from alone in your struggle. And in anticipating this subject that we're talking about today, I've been thinking of it a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing it in every corner of my life of where I am allowing and where I'm forcing things. Mm-hmm. The difference I see, bottom line, I think it boils down to when you're in an allowing place, you're in a surrendering place. Mm. And surrendering to what, you might ask? Mm. For me, it's surrendering to my ever-deepening understanding and belief and knowing that we are part of a loving, supportive universe. When you're in a forcing place, oftentimes it comes from a place of fear or society expectations, which I think kind of boils down to fear that I'm not going to be accepted if I don't do it the way everyone else does. So does that answer the question?
Absolutely, yes. So what I was getting from it, and you used a wonderful when you're talking about allowing, is just surrendering into that place of knowing that we are part of a loving, supportive universe that is here to help us manifest what we want. And so just moving into that, and then the forcing, the attempting to force into existence is a very, almost a fear-based kind of an activity.
Yeah, it's definitely going against the current, the current of life, the current of God or source or however, whatever word makes you happy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so going against the current. And you made the point also, and I was doing the same thing when I was preparing for the interview and thinking about us talking about this subject, was I was starting to really notice it every place in my life also. Like, I'm okay to allow this, but I'm forcing this, and I'm okay here. And then really trying to get to that big picture and understanding why is it okay here and not okay there.
Right. You know, and there's some times where, you know, I guess I kind of have to force myself to, you know, I'm a human on the planet and I need to go to the grocery store, which is not one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
So just being more aware of how I feel forced to do that, I try to make life as fun as possible. So I'm just trying to make little things, little ways to make it more fun for me, or at least acknowledge when would be a better time for me or when it will make me happier to go to the store, for example. But, you know, it's got to be done.
And that's
girls got to eat.
Exactly. And that's a good point there, and it's what I alluded to in the beginning, is it is a balance. We have to take some action on the physical plane for things to be finished. We can't just allow the universe to, you know, rain down waffles from heaven or something
right.
like that.
But that sounds lovely.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Waffles from heaven.
With some butter and nice syrup on them. But that isn't going to happen.
And it really helps to have, you know, a faith in something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It fascinates me to hear about people who don't have any larger view of life than what we can all see and feel on this planet, and oh, my gosh, what a limited, scary place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you become aware of that we are part of something so much bigger and something so intricately beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So what are some techniques that help you allow?
Mm-hmm. One of the ways that helps me in allowing is an ever-expanding, once again, knowing or understanding mm-hmm. of that we are surrounded by so many helpers and non-physical. I just know I'm so surrounded, and so are we all.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things to tell my clients, friends, family, anyone who listens,
mm-hmm.
is that we are surrounded by all kinds of amazing beings and non-physical, and they're really just waiting for us to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that we are here on this planet to experience free will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not up to all these guys to just step in and make things pretty for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they understand, coming from their broader, higher vibrational perspective, that we are here to learn things and go through what we need to go through. But when you ask them for help, it's like you sign their permission slip
mm-hmm.
To help you, like, start orchestrating things beautifully for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people I have a 3-point plan for this, and it's to ask for help. You don't have to be introduced. You don't need a formal introduction.
Right.
But just a belief in or a contemplation or be open to the idea of that we are surrounded by, you know, whatever you might call it, angels, mm-hmm. ETs, ascended masters, descendants,
mm-hmm.
whatever, fairies, you know, whatever, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by them all the time, all of us, every single one of us. I don't care if you're the richest person in the world or you're a homeless person on the street. You've
mm-hmm.
got your helpers, and they're just waiting to be asked. So ask for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't censor yourself. Don't feel like it has to be all spiritual and
mm-hmm.
lofty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want a TV, ask for a TV. You know, let them decide if it's for your highest good, if they want to bother with that.
Mm-hmm.
But put out there what you want. And I always suggest that, unless you feel like you're going to look like a freak, say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beauty and a magic in our sound,
mm-hmm.
our ability to speak. You know, oftentimes I work from home, so it's extra easy for me. I'm alone a lot.
Yeah.
So I just say, hey, you know, whatever I call my gang at the time, hey,
mm-hmm.
gang or crew from the light, please help me do this interview today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please give me any kind of assistance with that. I don't think you have to do it out loud, but I think there's a magic in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to stand in the middle of the crowded mall.
Mm-hmm. Right. It can be definitely alone.
You know, yeah. Do it in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has Bluetooth these days, so everyone looks like they're talking to themselves
right.
anyway. So that's kind of great.
True.
So you don't know who's crazy these days.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, ask for what you want. Number two, know that you've been heard. I had to kind of learn the hard way on that one,
mm-hmm.
And it hit me like a lightning bolt all of a sudden one day that, boom, I get it, I'm heard. I couldn't even tell you how it happened,
wow.
but it was magical.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, kind of let it go. And I always tell people to be open to the possibility that it's going to be orchestrated, if it's even appropriate for you, first
mm-hmm.
of all. Sometimes we think we want things, but
yeah.
not for our highest good.
Right.
I just told somebody today, I might think that a pile of money on my floor is what I need right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's not happening yet, and it's not meant to at this moment.
Right.
So that's okay. Put it out there and let them orchestrate it and be open to the idea of it being orchestrated more perfectly, more beautifully than our little brains could even imagine.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's one of my big ways of allowing.
So that third one, letting it go, I think is where a lot of people get hung up. And
yeah.
I would say I do. I'm asked for what I want. I really have no problem saying it out loud. I agree. I do it without people around. But I think
yeah.
there is something about the vibration in my body feels good, and hearing myself say it, you know, makes it clear in my mind that I've asked for this.
I was going to say I get more clear when I say it out loud because
yeah.
I get so stuck in my head sometimes.
Right.
And when I say it out loud, it's like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah, and then it's out, you know, and then I know I've been heard, and then I have a very hard time letting it go. So what is that about? Is it just a lack of faith? Kind of going back to that it seems like it's just to our, you know, little four-dimensional minds, just too weird that this could actually be happening, that somebody, that the, that there are spirits out there and things can be heard, and so we start to get too analytical about it, and that's why it's hard to let it go? What do you think?
Well, I would say yes to all of you. If you're anything like me, I'm not the most patient person in the world. I want what I want when I want it.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like a little kid in that respect, so I'm having to learn some patience. And just, you know, over time and experience, I'm just able to let it go a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see evidence in different ways of that I have been heard. Mm-hmm. And I've had some magical experiences where I've put it out there and then all of a sudden, oh, wow, this is happening. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, I get it. I've had enough experiences where I trust in the process so
mm-hmm.
much more than I once did before
mm-hmm.
my woo-woo days, as I like to call them.
Yeah, and I agree that it is, once you start to see the evidence, it's easier to trust it.
Yeah, and you know, one way, if anybody's interested,
mm-hmm.
one way to get some help with this is to find some way to get yes and no answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so with my clients in my practice,
mm-hmm.
If they're physically able, you know, I lie them down on a massage table and then I use their arm to do muscle testing, kinesiology.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great way to get answers from their bodies or higher selves, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to self-muscle test. I am really good at muscle testing another person. I am completely a failure at self-muscle testing.
Hmm.
So I use a pendulum when I'm by myself. And a pendulum is just one of many great ways of divination
mm-hmm.
to get yes and no answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a way for me to ask, am I blocking myself from this thing I'm asking for?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be as simple as if you can establish your yes and no answers with a pendulum and just put it out there. It's like, okay, is there something more I need to do on this subject to make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes on any particular subject, I get a no. Last year I went through a time where I like to say it was crickets. Like my phone wasn't ringing, nobody was asking for an appointment. And you know, I guess being self-employed, you just never know how things are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be where until sometime last year, if my phone wasn't ringing, I'm thinking, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes what I do. And everyone said it was cool, but now they don't. It's you know, like, what's happening? And, you know, it could just be everyone's busy. Or
mm-hmm.
basically, there are times when it's just better that I don't work and I need
mm-hmm.
to recharge my batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have some major guides that I trust with my life,
mm-hmm.
non-physical guides, mind you, that I will check in with and say, hey, is all well? Is there something I need to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And when I get a nope,
mm-hmm.
like all is well, like, okay, I'm good to go. And it's just, it's an ever-deepening trust and faith and just more and more realizing that I am so supportive and so are we all. But for me personally, I've gotten to the point where I've got such strong connections with my guides.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I trust them with my life.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds like a relationship you've developed over time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm constantly teaching my clients how to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and life is so much less scary when you've got more tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that helps me just in general in life is, and I believe this is all tied in with the allowing thing,
mm-hmm.
Is when symptoms come up, whether they're physical symptoms or some kind of symptom in my life or emotional or spiritual or whatever, the paradigm I live under is that when those things show up, they're really gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not, it certainly doesn't feel like it sometimes, like last week when I threw out my back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, note to self, you know, great to be married to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
and do my energy work, so
mm-hmm.
I got through it very quickly, which could have lasted for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that's not something you probably would have welcomed into your life, you know, having your back thrown out, but maybe it ended up being
right.
a benefit.
Thank you for bringing me back.
That's okay. That's what I do.
yeah. So having that symptom at the
mm-hmm.
moment, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. I have to cancel my day. What am I going to do? And will I be able to walk to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
But when I can calm down for a second, I remind myself, okay, this is a gift. So what
mm-hmm.
is the gift in this for me? What energetically is bubbling up that's ready to come to the surface
mm-hmm.
and be addressed finally and released.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, you know, I often use the analogy of you're looking through a window of your life,
mm-hmm.
and that window is all muddied and all kinds of disgusting stuff on it. And as these symptoms or whatever you want to say, when it comes up, the more you can clear, it's like you're wiping off that window just a little bit more. And the more stuff you clear, the more beautiful the view gets.
And definitely what I'm hearing from you is it's a practice. It's learning to trust more and more. And the more you trust, the more you see it, the results. The more you see the results, the more you trust. And then it's really just that process of allowing, letting it.
Yeah, you gain a momentum in allowing and start becoming more clear, more recognizing of when you are forcing an issue.
And I think for me, and maybe you could talk about this a little bit, but there's a feeling in my body also when I'm forcing, it feels like energy is just bundled up in me. And I'm just, and when I'm allowing, I'm feel much more relaxed. My shoulders are dropped, and I just feel things flowing through. So that's one way I can tell is if I'm just a ball of, not nerves, but just, I call it just a ball of energy. I just feel like I'm
tension.
Yeah,
or, you know, going against the current.
Going against the current. There you go. Yeah, like you're trying to swim upstream or something. So those are some ways for somebody to tell if they're in a place of allowing versus forcing, is if it's, feels like they're flowing or if it feels like they're swimming against the tide or upstream or something like that.
Right.
And then I suppose it's just, as you're saying, a matter of stepping back, maybe taking a deep breath, choosing to trust that there are these spirit guides around us. And I'm with you. I saw you kind of dance around it. Whatever word somebody's using, I have no problem with somebody saying God, angels, universe. You know, I don't care. It's all the same thing to me. And so it's whatever connection somebody, whatever words resonate best with them.
And it kind of comes down to, you know, I like the word source, but I my definition of God, source, is perfect, beautiful, loving energy. And not everybody has the same, obviously, look at the world, not everyone has the same concept of God.
Right. Yeah,
but
for sure.
You can get to a place where, or try on, even just for a day, that God, source energy, which I believe we are all extensions of, is this beautiful, loving energy, and we are given the beautiful signal that we're going against the flow of source energy when we feel that tension. You know, it's important to be more in our bodies, because anything like me, I am in my head so much, and my physical body screams at me sometimes.
Right.
And so I'm working on being more in my heart and more in my physical body. In fact, I just did a channel the other day. I have a blog where I channel a being. I'm just outing myself. You know, he identifies himself as not being from this planet. I call him Lon, and he's magnificent. And every so often I channel him, and I post it on this blog, and he was talking about really listening from your heart and acting from your heart rather than your head. Our brains are important. They serve their function, but really... our bodies are so intelligent, and they're going to tell us when there's a problem.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling real good and inspired about something, if your body was a pendulum, it would be swinging yes. And when it gets tense, then you know that could be a no.
So is the swing? I meant to ask you this before, just real quick. Is to the left yes and to the right no, or how? Or
for pendulum?
Yeah.
Oh, it's I believe it's very individual.
Okay,
so,
that's what I wasn't sure.
I just posted my first YouTube video. Yay!
Oh, awesome.
About how to use the pendulum.
Okay.
And and basically what I say is, you know, you hold it and just ask it. You know, I think the hardest part is holding my hand steady.
Yeah, right.
God forbid if I'm outside and there's a breeze or I start laughing or something.
Yeah.
But for me, I just ask. I just say yes, 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 yes. Or ask a very obvious, would have to be a yes question.
Okay, I gotcha.
And then do the same for no and see what your yeses and nos are. And some people have even said it's different for them with different pendulums. So, and just another thing I like to tell people, if you do go to a store and find a pendulum, ask for your yes and no, and then ask if it belongs to you, if that is your pendulum. It'll it can be a very special relationship. You might think, oh, it's just an animate object,
right.
But really, mine's invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard about that technique before, but not ever really talked to anybody as in depth as you or, you know, about that. So I'm really excited you have a YouTube video on it. Can people get to that from your website?
Yeah. The easiest might be on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ energy healing with Colleen.
Okay. So
that's
I think
my page, and it's posted on there. And my plan is to put future videos on to help people clear themselves.
Great. That's a wonderful resource. I'm just going to say that again real quick. I know, so somebody just log into your Facebook page, listeners, and if you just search for Energy Healing with Colleen, her page should pop right up.
But honestly, if you can have some way of determining yes and no answers,
mm-hmm.
Some people have the beautiful gift of being able to just get it in their own bodies,
mm-hmm.
But I really like to have that outside source
mm-hmm.
that's just a little bit outside of me with either the muscle testing or the pendulum use.
Great.
But there's all different kinds of assessments you can
use. But I think
and once you start asking the yes and no questions, it steers you in the right direction. And as I would say, it opens up a whole new world.
Yeah, simplifies a little bit and then gives some real direct clarity on it. And I want to get back to one other point you had made, and then I do want to talk about your energy work a little bit, is that when on the third step you said to let it go, you were talking a little bit about being open then to what the universe can create, because a lot of times I've had in my head that I want X, Y, and Z, but then when I let it go and just really open myself up, I can see it's actually A, B, and C that I wanted, that the universe knew that I wanted. And so it's being open to
don't get too stuck on, oh, well, it doesn't look like this. You know, it kind of makes me think of dating.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, I want this, and
right.
oh, he needs to look like this, and
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Well, your perfect dude might be standing right in front of you.
Right.
Poor lady.
mm-hmm.
Might be standing right in front of you, but, oh, gosh, they don't have that brown hair you like
mm-hmm.
so much or whatever. So it's just really opening up to bigger possibilities than our magnificent yet kind of small brains we want.
Right, because we cannot imagine all the possibilities, whereas the universe does.
I often say that my husband and I often say that we created each other somehow, or we were created for each other.
Mm.
And there are so many aspects to my husband that I never would have thought of, but are just one of the millions of little things that make him who he is. And thank God he wasn't limited to what my little brain could think of.
Yeah, and you would have missed a wonderful opportunity. So I know you talk very much about what a great relationship you have, and he's the love of your life, so you could have missed that.
Yeah.
Had you been
too speaking of allowing, if I hadn't allowed myself to be happy, we wouldn't be together.
Right.
Because, not to get too tawdry on your show, but we were both married to other people when we met.
Uh-huh.
And, if I'd only been concerned about, society and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my husband and his wife. We wouldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can only say for my former husband, he's now married with children
mm-hmm.
who he adores, and he was never going to get kids from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had this beautiful experience. It unfolded in a way that he, I'm sure, didn't appreciate.
Of course.
Leaving the marriage. But
mm-hmm.
now it opened up this beautiful possibility for him.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to look at things. I've often thought about that, too, is it's in some of my coaching, and I will talk with a client, and she'll say, oh, I don't want to hurt him, I don't want to hurt him. And I said, well, if you don't love him the way he deserves to be loved, then he deserves to be let go to go and meet somebody that adores him.
Of course.
Which is just what you're saying, that sometimes even though it's painful, and I'm sure in the moment your ex-husband was not wishing this upon himself, I'm sure he can look back now and go, well, I can see it happened for a reason.
Yeah.
So you were opening yourself up to allowing yourself to be happy, which was the point of that.
Yes, and I have to say, with that whole experience, we fell in love, and I never even considered the possibility that we'd actually be together, even though it was my biggest dream in the world.
Wow.
But the universe, I swear, looking back on the whole experience,
mm-hmm.
We lived in other states even.
Wow.
And so we were like led.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything opened up as it needed to.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you allow. It's the flow. That's a great example of how it's, you know, how it's really worked for you in your life, and I know that since that time you're continuing to work on disallowing, as we all are.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are getting a little bit close to time, but I wanted to talk about your energy work practice, because I think it's interesting. You've touched on how you have helped certain clients. So talk a little bit about what the practice is. If somebody's not familiar with energy work as a practice, what do you offer for clients?
Well, first of all, energy work is a big topic, but the way I do it, you know, it can be done remotely, but in general, I see people one-on-one in person, and they lie down on a massage table, they hold their arm up, and I start asking questions of their bodies. And I'm looking for things to clear. I put things in two categories. Either it's something that needs to be cleared. Mm-hmm. That could be vows, old vows that you're operating under, even from past lives. It could be curse energy or trapped negative emotions or anything like that, energetic cords, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of the coin is what I call the expansion side. And that can be, you know, people needing infusions of positive energy or downloads, upgrades. and in the midst of all that, oftentimes guides will show up and test through the person, which might sound strange, but, you know, I always start with people saying, my name is whatever. If we get a test on that, then we continue. If we get they're not testing as themselves, I find out who they're testing as, and that's a good way for guides to come through and introduce themselves. And oftentimes the guides have messages or want to do some work on the person. Yeah, so basically looking for things that are blocking or ways to expand spiritually.
That's just really fascinating, because the work that I do is so much about thoughts creating reality, and yours is it seems to be a layer deeper on, you know, something that's really not in the brain. It is really in the body, and even outside the body and the spirits around. So that's fascinating to me what you do. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you.
You have a great gift.
And as far as my work goes, you know, talk about allowing, and my guides have often shown up and thanked me for being so allowing and so open, because some things that come out of my mouth are like, oh my God, I said that out loud. I'm like a crazy person. But all this beautiful, like I'm just constantly being exposed just organically to new processes and new ways of clearing and new guides and new ways to help myself and my clients.
Awesome. So what's the best way for somebody to get in touch with you?
Well, there's always email, energyshift88@gmail.com.
Okay.
So that's an easy way. Facebook, you can always do that too.
Yeah.
So let's Energy Healing with Colleen.
Okay. So energyshift88@gmail.com.
Yes.
For listeners. And then again, the Facebook was Energy Healing with Colleen. You should be able just to do a search for that once you're logged in, since it is a page. Yeah, so that's probably the easiest way to find that. So, well, great. This has been very eye-opening for me and fascinating. I love doing interviews. I love talking to people like you. So I really, really appreciate your time and definitely appreciate everything you're doing to help people wake up and, you know, come into their being. We want more people out there in the world that are just empowered and feeling good about this world.
I agree. And thank you so much for asking me. I can't tell you how much it's meant to me.
Oh, well, great. Awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead.
Come out.
Yay. Good. That's awesome.
A lot of us have been killed in a lot of lives for being who we are. So thank you for helping me get past that.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. And for listeners, we're going to go ahead and sign off for today, and just be sure to tune in next week.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.